I am Reef's invasive species specialist. At the moment, we deal almost exclusively with lionfish.
So how does it work? Are you like a firefighter with your gear ready to go at a moment's notice? Or?
Yeah, it's rapid response. So on our website, we have a page where people can report exotic species. So they can go on our website, they can fill out what species they saw, where, all those details that we would need. And then once we get those in, almost every time it's a lionfish sighting around here. However, if it's anything else, we will immediately call or email that person to see if they can give us any confirmation that that's what they saw. We'll send them pictures of fish that are native to this area that look very similar to what they think they saw. And if they can send us pictures, that's best. So in our latest foray, the woman sent us a picture of a one-spot rabbit fish off of Dania Beach, and the next morning we were driving up to Dania Beach.
How long has the rapid response team been around? And was it created in response to any one incident?
Well, in 1994, we had a sighting of an orbicular batfish off of Molasses Reef right here in Key Largo, and that is native to the Indo-Pacific, and it was just very odd. It was just a strange thing to see, and we left it where it was for a long time, and people saw it on that reef for years and years, for a decade, actually, and in 2004, someone sighted three instead of just one, and that's when the early detection rapid response team formed and decided we should get these out of the water.
So what's the problem with a one-spot rabbit fish being in Broward County?
The one fish itself, there really is no problem. However, the first lionfish was also just one sighting, and that became an ecological disaster through our entire region and continues to be so to this day. And early detection rapid response is really the key to mitigating any other possible invasions.
Why do you call lionfish a disaster?
Lionfish are eating at a very unsustainable rate. They have an incredible appetite. They have no native predators here because they are non-native, and their populations as of now have gone completely unchecked. You can find lionfish pretty much anywhere, especially in the summer months, up from New York all the way down to the coast of Brazil and into the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. They have completely inundated the region, and they're eating all of our native fish species.
How well are we doing containing lionfish?
Not very well. We can't be there all the time to try to remove them, and their reproduction rate is so rapid that even if we had divers in the water 24/7, we would never be able to match their reproductive rate. The most efficient method of collecting lionfish right now is for an individual diver to go down and spear every individual lionfish, which is not a very efficient rate of capture. But local control here, especially in the Keys, has been really, really good. Keys divers, they know about the lionfish issue. A lot of the dive shops will go out and hunt lionfish. And on the popular diving reefs like Molasses up here, you don't ever see any lionfish. You'll maybe see one tiny one, but it'll be gone the next time. The Keys is a really good example of how local aggressive control can really reduce the populations and allow our native fish species to repopulate those areas.
Thanks so much for talking to me today, Emily.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.